Good day. I'm Anne Dolinschek, and you're listening to Coffee Conversations about Influencer Marketing. Today, we're in conversation with Nicole Olafide, General Manager of Digital Mortgages at WeApply. Her career started in the mortgages software division at Comcorp, working closely with mortgage origination channels, property developers, state agents, and the major banks in South Africa. She has since moved over to the Digital Mortgages division, where the focus is on empowering home buyers by providing them with a customized digital loan solution. Grab a coffee and listen as we discuss the shift from a B2B brand to a B2C one, the importance of the human connection, even when your brand is tech-driven, the importance of discovering what your customer actually wants and not what you think they do, and using influencer marketing to connect with and educate people on the process of purchasing a home.
If you enjoy this podcast, you will also enjoy our fortnightly newsletter that keeps you up to date with influencer news from around the world. Subscribe at the link in the show notes.
This podcast series has been made possible through an exclusive sponsorship from SA's number one nano influencer platform, The Salt. Most brands have a communication line to their existing customers, but not a way to get them to have additional positive brand conversations. The Salt solves the problem by identifying brand fans and getting them to talk more about their positive brand experiences. The Salt have a database of over 140,000 registered brand fans and in-depth information on each to perfectly match your brand to the right influencers. Reach out to them now and see what they can do for you.
Morning, Nicole. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're super excited to have you on the podcast today. Before we start, can you maybe tell us a bit more about what WeApply is as a business and who you are and where you fit in with the company?
Good morning, Anne. So great to be here with you today. Yeah, I'm quite excited to tell you a little bit more about what we do at WeApply and who we are. So WeApply is a subsidiary company to Comcorp. So Comcorp is actually the company that I work for. They've been around for 28 years in the fintech industry, and very focused on solutions for lenders, retail space, and also one of our primary businesses is mortgage software. We processed the first electronic home loan to a bank in 2001. And since then, the mortgage software side of the business, which is actually a B2B business, has processed over 5.7 million home loan applications via the mortgage solution platform. Yeah, so it's quite a lot of home loan applications. We've been in the industry for quite some time. And, you know, we're always looking for opportunities to add more value, not just to banks, but also to consumers and to people out there so that we can assist them with their home loan journey. And this is sort of where WeApply originated from. I think, you know, we live in a very digital world. And unlike other countries, South Africa has not seen much change in the home loan industry. It's a very admin intense, a long process, tedious process. And in a lot of respects, it's also very archaic. So we believe that customers need the opportunity to be empowered, and now is the right time to do that and to give them a more seamless home loan experience. And as I said, that's where WeApply originated from, and we created this digital home loan solution platform, which is specific for consumers, giving them control over their home loan application, empowering them as buyers, and giving them all the tools, the education, the advice that they need, so that they have everything at their fingertips, you know, that they need to when applying for a home loan application. Where I fit into all of this, so I've been with Comcorp for 17 years, basically started my career at Comcorp after university. So it's been a long journey, started in the mortgage software space, so which is the traditional home loan mortgage origination space, and obviously grew into my role over the years. And I'm now the general manager of the digital mortgages space at Comcorp. And then, as I said, WeApply is the product of that.
Fantastic. So you've been with the business for so long, you know it inside and out.
Yes, I can say we know a lot about home loans, a lot about banks. Yeah, we deal quite closely with a lot of our banking partners. We understand the ins and outs of this industry. But I think, you know, where the difference is coming for us is traditionally we've been a B2B business. So we deal with bond originators or mortgage originators, as we call them. We've now been pushed into a consumer space. So a very different ball game, I think, compared to the actual B2B side. So there's been a lot of learnings, a lot of stuff that we've had to take on, change our way of thinking, trying to get into the hearts and minds of consumers to actually understand what they're going through, what their emotions are when buying homes, what they're looking for. So it's been quite an interesting journey.
I actually love that you guys actually do that, because at the end of the day, if you can actually speak to what people need and want, that's a win on all fronts.
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think, you know, that's pretty much where we've got to now in this journey. So we launched probably about just over 2 years ago, so just before COVID hit. Oof. So maybe it was a good time, because I think a lot of people turned to digital and to devices. So we also had to just change our way of thinking. But I think what we've learned in this journey is, originally our vision was to be a very tech-driven platform. But, you know, with a big investment like buying a home, people want to speak to another person. It's about that human touch, that personal approach. And the last year and a half, we've been on this journey of understanding what the customer wants. So not what we believe they want, and to throw all these tech tools at them, but to use tech to make it better, more seamless, easier, but also to give them the more personal home loan experience. And where they can personalize the journey, they can use the tools that they want at any given time. So yeah, so as I said, I think it's been quite a new experience for a lot of us in the company, but an exciting one at the same time.
That is so true though. You can have all the tech in the world, but you still want to know that if you have a question, if you have issues, that you can actually reach out and speak to a person who's going to empathize with you and actually try and find solutions, which I don't think tech can do at this point at all.
No, you're right. And I think it's different if you're buying something on, you know, Takealot or overseas markets, Amazon, you know, tech works, it's quick, it's easy, it's delivered to your door. But I think, you know, when you're buying a home, this is probably one of the biggest investments you're going to make. And you want to make sure that you're partnering with the right people, that you're getting the right advice. And I think it's quite important to have that person on the other side that's got the knowledge, the know-how, that's willing to take the time to take you through this, to hold your hand throughout this journey from start to end.
But Nicole, today we want to talk to you about all things influencer marketing. And let's take a step back. Maybe is there any first encounter or your first experience of influencer marketing that you can cast your mind back to where you thought, oh, wow, this is influencer marketing? And maybe what was your impression of it back then?
To be quite honest, I didn't know much about influencer marketing until recently. Obviously, I think anybody with a Facebook profile will see stuff pop up on their Facebook feeds daily, weekly. And you see these things and you wonder, how did they get there? Or, you know, who's this person? And you're not quite sure how it all fits together. Probably about a year ago, you know, we were looking at ways to market to our customers in a different way, to create a bit of brand awareness. And I think this is where we sort of came into contact with this concept of influencer marketing. And I guess my first thought as well was, you know, you think celebrities are your influencers. They're the ones talking about the products because you see people on TV, in adverts. That's sort of your idea. Not actually understanding what this whole process entails, but there's different types of influencers. So it was very foreign territory to us. My first encounter with any influencer marketing was our recent encounter with Dassault. Haven't had anything else to do with influencer marketing before. And I think now I have a much better idea of how all of this works, how the Facebook feeds work, the analytics pieces, how it all gets pulled together. And it's quite an interesting place to be in.
It's really interesting that you say your first thought was celebs, because that's what most people say, right? You think influencer marketing, and if you're not in the industry, it kind of is like, oh, it's Kim Kardashian, it's Bonang. Those are kind of influences. And even me, like when I think about it, you cringe a little bit. You're like, oh, I don't know if that would work for my brand. But again, you know, it depends on your objectives. But then you start digging deeper and you realize that there's so many different types and aspects to influencer marketing that if you don't want to celeb, you don't have to do that at all.
Yeah, no, correct. So it's exactly that. And now we actually understand it a whole lot better and understand, you know, what we can do, that you can actually use different types of influencer campaigns as well, depending on your objectives.
Correct. So I think that leads perfectly into my next question, where I actually want you to just chat to us about your latest marketing campaign that you've done with Assault. And I think, first of all, I would love to understand what your thinking or your strategy behind this campaign was.
Yeah, so basically we've recently just did our campaign with Assault. As I alluded to earlier, you know, traditionally a B2B entity, So now we've been exposed to the world of the consumer, significantly different, I guess, to a B2B world. And we were looking for ways to connect with our consumers on a more personal level, and also to focus on a bit of brand awareness. So I think it was sort of twofold strategy. Our first, as I said, objective was to get brand awareness as we're a newer entity in the bond origination world. Even as much as what we've got a lot of history in mortgage software, we understand the industry. Reapply itself is very new. It's a new brand. So we needed to get out there, create more brand awareness. And then, as I said, the next part was also to create a bit of noise, to connect with people on a more personal level, to understand what they're seeing, how they're interacting with your brand, also to see how what they'd like. You know, I think it's more about that engagement, you know. So the more people we engage, we can start understanding what they would like in this home loan experience and how we can assist them and cater for their needs.
Hashtag no filter. That's how this podcast is delivering real down-to-earth stories told by real people. For an influencer campaign that takes brand conversation to everyday real-life situations, go check out thesalt.co.za. They are the undisputed experts in real influencer marketing.
So, Nicole, then what types of influencers did you go to with this campaign?
So we decided to go with the nano influencers, as we thought that this would provide a more real and authentic experience, and that's what we were trying to go for. We wanted to portray people like yourself and like myself and the emotion behind the actual home loan and home buying experience. And then from there to showcase how we would walk this journey with the customer until they actually take ownership of their home. So I think it was to go through that entire journey and to showcase all the points in your journey from start, from the home loan pre-qualification or affordability checks that you're doing, right through to the actual home loan application that gets submitted to a bank until they actually have that house being registered in their name and they're the owners of that brand new home that they've been dreaming about for so long.
Look, I'm not going to lie. When I think mortgage companies, I don't exactly see influencer marketing popping out at me. So why then did you actually choose to go with this marketing channel instead of other types of marketing channels, for instance?
I think for us, it's very important. It's not just, you know, marketing a brand and saying, this is why we're there. We understand, as I said, there's a lot of emotion. And for us, it's about having a deeper connection with our customers. We want to show them that we're there to walk the walk with them. And in this way, you're doing that because you're actually using real people to portray that emotion and everything that goes with it. And we want our brand to stand for that as well. We don't want to be just another mortgage originator or bond originator in the market. There's a lot of them out there. So we do have competitors, but they all pretty much do the same thing. We offer you a home loan, we can get you a better interest rate. But how many of them actually talk to the actual person and what you're looking for? And I think that's where we came into influencer marketing. We wanted to be very personal. We wanted to connect with them. We wanted people to talk to us, engage with us. It doesn't mean that they have to do their home loan today. They might just have a few questions. They may need to want some more information. They might not even understand what's entailed to apply for a home loan. And that's where we want to be. And then ultimately down the line, obviously, to help them to get to that point where they actually have signed an offer on a home and submit their home loan to a bank.
I love that. You put the customer at the center of everything you do. And this is what I'm getting from this conversation, is that that's your goal, is just to make sure that you provide what people need and what they want when they are going through this very stressful journey.
Yeah, I think it's also about education. You know, I think if you look at other markets, so outside of South Africa, in overseas markets, some places have what you call a buyer agent and a seller's agent. So you have one that's doing it in the interest of the buyer and one in the interest of the seller. In South Africa, we have estate agents, but traditionally, you know, they work a lot more with the sellers, and home buyers are sort of pushed into this process, not always knowing where to go, how to deal with it, who to speak to. And we sort of wanted to be that person that empowers that home buyer, that entity that can help them, educate them, talk to them, give them advice. And as I said, ultimately get them to that dream of owning their own home.
So what's this part of a bigger marketing campaign? Was the influencer marketing campaign amplifying what else you were doing, or was it a standalone?
It was sort of a standalone. We were trying, it was more a try and test what this does. You know, it was new to us. We didn't quite know what we would get out of it. So we wanted to test it in the market, see if it's going to work, if we're going to get enough brand awareness, if we're going to create a bit of noise, if we're going to engage customers a bit more. And I think it definitely did work. It helped us to connect to a wider audience. And I think one that we would not be able to connect to just via our traditional social media boosts that we do.
So then also that leads me to ask you, what metrics did you measure for this campaign? And did it meet those metrics, those benchmarks?
Yeah, so for us, we wanted to get more traffic to our website, obviously for the brand awareness piece. And then ultimately, I think we wanted to also get customers to, you know, that were ready to buy homes, to go through the pre-qualifications, and then basically thereafter to go through the full home loan process. So I think we did get to the metrics that we wanted to. We had quite a lot of traffic to our website, a lot more people than we've had before from any of our previous campaigns. And the nice part of it is we wanted to create a bit of engagement. As I said, we wanted to connect with customers, and there was quite a bit of engagement with our team, people contacting us, people doing home loan pre-qualifications, asking questions. So I think we definitely met our objectives in terms of this campaign.
Oh, that's amazing. So would you do it again?
Yes, it's definitely something we would consider doing again. I think we definitely got the results that we wanted out of this. And I think we learned a lot. I think that was also the big part for us. For us, it's been quite new, a lot of this consumer marketing, social media marketing, trying different avenues, you know, to reach customers and to connect with them. So I think we took a lot of learnings out of this, and definitely something I would recommend to my team that we try and do again in the future.
So you mentioned that you went through the SALT a bit earlier when it comes to this campaign. What are your thoughts on enlisting a specialist agency like this? What are the benefits for a brand like yours?
I think the definite benefit is that they understand this and the analytics and the metrics and everything happening in the background. I think, as I said, for us, social media boosting has never really been something that we focused on, using Facebook and Insta. And, you know, we know how to create a post and post it, but I think there's a whole lot more that happens in the background. And they obviously have the expertise. They can track this. They can measure it. They can guide you on how your campaign's tracking from day one. And I think the nice part of it is, as well, is there's performance media linked to it. So if they realize that the performance media is not yielding the right results, we can basically put a stop to it. We can relook at the messaging and then start it again so that you are actually achieving the objectives you had. And I think that's great because, I mean, to be honest, we don't have those expertise in-house. We don't have a huge marketing team. We're a small company. We do have a marketing department, but we can only do so much. And I think to have experts in this territory, in this industry, and how to run campaigns like this definitely does help.
No, for sure. I always say, like, these type of agencies kind of take the pain away. They've done it. They can do it with their hands tied behind their back. They've learned the lessons. Mm-hmm. Whereas if you try and do it, it's like from the start, roller coaster, learnings after learnings, trying to figure things out. So I'm always like, please just leave it to the experts if you have someone in mind.
Exactly. No, definitely. I think sometimes this certain people are meant to do certain things.
Yep.
And as you said, leave it to the experts. And yeah. And I think, you know, for us, it to take the time to actually understand would take us so much longer, and the productivity out of that is not great. So I think, you know, when you're enlisting a company and that's their expertise, you're actually saving yourself a lot of time and effort as well. And you're also then getting the results that you wanted.
100%. Then can you please share some learnings from your experience on running influencer campaigns that might benefit other people who are starting out on this journey, or they've done it once or twice, but they are a little bit unsure?
Right. So I think one of our biggest learnings from influencer marketing was how you can connect to people on a more personal level, also how to connect to a wider audience. You know, so I think it's always a struggle to get to the customers you want to get to, especially if you're on a tight budget. You know, us being a startup and a new company, obviously our marketing budgets are a little bit more limited. And I think this was a great way for us to achieve that goal. And, you know, if I had any advice for people starting out on this, I would say go for it. Don't be afraid. And also ask questions. It might seem foreign to you. It was very foreign to us. But I think ask the questions, take a step back. If there's something you don't understand or something that you're not getting out of this, speak to the people that are running these influencer campaigns for you. And I'm sure that they will go into the detail, give you the answers that you need. But it's definitely worthwhile trying something like this. I mean, I definitely, as I said, I think we would definitely try something like this again in the future. It definitely helped us to reach a lot more people. And as I said, for us, it was always to connect on a personal level. And I think we achieved that because we used real people. They spoke about their experiences. And I think people relate to that. They want to see that. They want to talk to people that have gone through this process and understand why it worked for them. And yeah, definitely something I would advise people to do.
I think that's great advice, just saying, you know, if you don't know, ask. Because I feel sometimes we hesitate. We think, oh, everyone knows this except me, and you feel silly. In the meantime, there's so many people who's not in the industry who really like to know. And it also empowers you to make better decisions. So we always say to our clients, ask as many questions as possible, because it's all about you being comfortable with your campaign at the end of the day and also understanding what we're doing.
No, definitely agreed. Yeah. So I think don't ever feel like you can't ask those questions and you're going to sound stupid if you do, because I think there's nothing like a stupid question. At the end of the day, rather understand what you're getting out of this, what you want to achieve, what your objectives are. And at the end of the day, you'll reach those objectives. It's really, yeah, I think, you know, with this digital world that we live in, the best way to connect with people is through digital channels. Everyone sits on their phones. Everyone's scrolling Facebook. Everyone's on Insta, TikTok. So this is a great way to connect with customers in the comfort of their homes at a time that works for them. Because, you know, a lot of people are doing it at night and they're reviewing things and they're looking for information. And I think this for us was also a very authentic way to reach people. It wasn't just a, this is who we are and what we stand for. We wanted to talk to the authenticity of our brand and what we're wanting to offer people and how we wanted to personalize their home loan journey for them.
100%. And I think that's just exactly what influencer marketing is about. It's about finding people who align with your brand and also has their stories to tell that can amplify what you're doing. It's all about being real.
Exactly.
So Nicole, thank you so much. That comes to the end of our chat today. Again, thanks for being here and making time for us. And I think just to sign off, can you maybe tell people where they can find WeApply online if they want to check it out?
Thank you, Anne, for having me with you today. It was great to be here and to tell you a little bit more about what we do at WeApply and also what we've learned from influencer marketing. So if you're looking for us, you can find us at weapply.co.za. And our Insta and Facebook handles are at WeApplySA. And for those of you who have TikTok accounts, we also have a TikTok channel. It's also at WeApplySA. So please follow us, see what we're doing, and give us some feedback.
Wonderful. Thanks so much, Nicole. And good luck with everything. I'm sure it'll be amazing.
No, great. Thank you so much.
Huge pleasure. Goodbye.
Bye.
This podcast series has been made possible by The Salt, the influencer company that turns influence into affluence. In the same way that information is presented in this podcast in a relatable and authentic way, The Salt gets your customers to tell their real brand stories to their community. Go to thesalt.co.za to learn more about how The Salt can help you grow your business.